Well, let's begin with prayer.
好，我们开始祷告。
Father, I pray that you will lead us in your word.
天父，求你在你的道中引导我们。
That you will teach us the things that we need to know.
教导我们需要明白的道理。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're going to continue our study today about man.
好，我们继续来查考有关人的教义。
And we're going to continue talking about man's fallenness.
要讲到人的败坏。
The fact that he is captive to the devil.
他受到撒旦的俘虏。
And then we're going to talk about the reaction of a holy God to the sin of man.
我们要讲到一位圣洁的神对人的罪的回应。
You may be wondering why I'm talking so much about sin.
你可能不知道为什么我要讲那么多有关罪的问题。
But do you realize that most people on the mission field,
你知道吗？大多数在宣教工厂上的人
do not have a biblical understanding of man's depravity.
都不明白，按着圣经明白人类堕落的光景。
They do not have a biblical understanding of their own depravity.
他们也不明白自己的堕落。
Because of that, two things happen.
因此呢，两件事情会发生。
They cannot fully appreciate what God has done for them.
他们不能够完全珍惜神为他们所成就的大事。
And they will use superficial methodologies to convert men.
他们也会用肤浅的方法来使人归信主。
Now I want to read something from a very important Bible teacher.
我要读一些一个非常重要的圣经教师所讲的话。
Name is Martin Lloyd Jones.
他的名字是宗马田。
And he said this.
他说
，We will never have an adequate understanding of the greatness of our salvation.
我们不会对我们的救恩何等之伟大，对他有正确的理解。
Unless we realize what we were.
除非我们认识到自己的真实光景
Before this mighty work of salvation took hold of us
就是在我们信主前得救前从前的光景
Unless we realized what we would still be If God had not intervened
除非神介入我们的生命我们 OK continue
He says, we must realize the depths of our sin.
我们必须要了解我们的罪恶是何等的深重。
What really sin means.
罪到底是什么意思。
And what it has done to the human race.
神为人，罪对人类所产生的什么影响力。
So that we can appreciate our salvation.
好叫我们能够真正珍惜神给我们的救恩是何等之大。
The most important doctrine in the Bible is the doctrine of God.
圣经的最重要的教义是有关神的教义。
But second to that is the doctrine of man.
其次就是有关人的教义。
If you have a wrong view of man, you'll have a wrong view of everything else.
如果你对人类有错误的理解，你对任何事情都会有错误的理解。
If you have a right view of man,
如果你对人性有正确的理解。
Then you will realize the uselessness of psychology.
你就会了解为什么心理学是毫无功效的。
Of carnal strategies.
还有这些属肉体的传福音的方法。
You will realize that the only way a man can be saved.
你会知道人得救唯一的途径。
Is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
是借着圣灵的大能。
Through our faithful proclamation of Scripture.
借着我们忠心的传讲神的道。
Now we learned yesterday that man is depraved.
我们昨天学到了人的本性是堕落败坏的。
And now we're going to talk a bit about man's enslavement to Satan.
好，现在我们要继续讲一些人如何受到撒旦的辖制。
Now I'm going to read a few things that I've written here in our workbook.
好，我要读几件。在我们的这个课本里头的一些事情。
First of all,
好，第一
，man is not only fallen，
人不仅仅堕落了
And he's not only given over to sin.
他不仅仅陷在罪中。
And he's not only alienated to God.
他不仅仅与上帝隔绝。
But he is also united to Satan.
而且他与撒旦联合。
He has joined Satan in his hostility and rebellion against God.
他站在撒旦的一方，与上帝作对，与上帝为敌。
When Adam was first created,
当亚当起初被造，
he was free to obey God.
他可以自由地顺服神。
He was free to exercise dominion over all the earth.
他也可以管理全地。
But in his rebellion, both he and his race fell into corruption.
但是在亚当的反叛中，亚当和全人类都堕落在撒旦的手下。
But not only corruption, also slavery.
不仅仅是败坏了，而且受到奴役。
Now every son and daughter of Adam,
亚当的所有的子孙
is born in bondage to sin,
都天生在罪中所生。
And they are born in slavery to the devil.
他们天生都在撒旦的奴役之下。
Now there are very few people on this earth
世上很少人啊
who would say that they are followers of the devil.
他们会说我是撒旦教的，我是跟随魔鬼的，不会。
If you told someone they were a follower of the devil, they would become very angry with you.
如果你告诉他你是撒旦的跟随者，他们会很生气啊。
But the Bible teaches that all men are born under his dominion.
但圣经教导我们所有的人都生在撒旦的权势之下。
And they are held captive by him to do his will.
他们受到撒旦的辖制来成全撒旦的旨意。
Now,I want to talk for a moment about the rule of Satan.
我会讲一下撒旦的辖制跟管辖。
Now, we must be very, very careful when we talk about the rule of Satan.
当我们讲到撒旦的辖制跟国度的时候，我们要非常小心。
Because we must always remember that whatever he does is still under the sovereign rule of God.
因为我们必须总是记得，不管撒旦干什么，都在神的主权掌管之下。
Sometimes I will listen to charismatic preachers.
有时候会听到一些灵恩派的传道人啊。
And it's almost like they put the devil equal with God.
他们几乎把撒旦跟上帝放在同等的地位上。
And they're locked in this cosmic battle.
他们在这个宇宙征战当中啊，哎呀，这打来打去的。
Almost like they were equal forces.
几乎是上帝跟撒旦平等的。
That is not true.
那是不正确的。
The devil has no power against God.
撒旦在上帝面前是什么都不能做。
God never loses a battle to the devil.
神永远不会输给撒旦的。
If the devil took all his forces,
如果撒旦把所有的力量都纠集起来
and attacked the throne of God,
来攻击上帝的宝座
it would be like a tiny fly,
就会像一个小苍蝇
beating its head against a world of granite,
就来攻击一个像地球那么大的岩石花岗岩一样
he has no power,
他在上帝面前
but
没有能力
But because of man's rebellion,
但是因着人的反叛
he has been given rule and authority over men.
所以撒旦可以辖制人。
Let's look in the book of Luke.
我们看看路加福音啊。
Chapter 4,
第四章。
Verse 5 and 6.
五到六节。
It says, and he, that is the devil, led him, Jesus, up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, I will give you all this dominion and its glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I give it to whomever I wish.
魔鬼又领他，就是领基督，上了高山，霎时间，把天下万国都指给他看，对他说，这一切权柄荣华。 我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁。
Now, there are two very important things to think about here.
有两件非常重要的事情我们要考虑的。
The devil said that, he said all this dominion was his.
好，魔鬼说这万国的权柄荣华都是他的。
Now notice that Jesus did not disagree with him.
你看，注意啊，耶稣没有反对他，没有说这不对。
He did not say, no, it's not yours.
他没有说，不，这不是你的，没有。
Did not call him a liar.
没有叫他是撒谎的。
So we see that there is a real sense in which the devil has dominion on the earth.
是从一个角度我们看到，撒旦有的确有权柄来统治世界。
But now here's something else I want you to see.
好，还有第二件事情我们要看到的。
The devil says, it's been handed over to me.
撒旦说，这是交付我的。
That means,
意思是
that his authority is limited by God.
换言之，他的权柄是被神的主权所限制。
He couldn't take that dominion away from God.
他不能把这个权柄从神那儿夺取。
He only has it because it was granted to him.
他有权柄因为是神交付给他的。
And it was granted to him because of the fall of man.
因为人的堕落才被交付给撒旦的。
The fact that dominion on this earth has been handed over to the devil,
世上的权柄给交付给撒旦呢
is actually part of the judgment of God upon man.
是因着神对人的审判才把权柄交给撒旦的。
But always remember when we speak of the devil's dominion.
但是你要记得，我们讲到撒旦的权柄跟统治的时候呢，要记得
it is limited by the sovereignty of God.
总是他的权柄被神的主权所控制所限制
In reality, the devil is a very pitiful creature.
其实啊，撒旦是一个很可怜的受造物
He fights against the will of God.
他要跟神的旨意顶撞
And by doing that,
在这么做的时候呢
He actually accomplishes the will of God.
他其实被神利用来成全上帝的旨意
No matter what he does,
不管撒旦干什么
he cannot escape the fact
他都逃脱不了
that God is sovereign
神的主权
and using the devil himself for a greater end
神在利用魔鬼来成全他更高的旨意
Now I want us to look in 1 John chapter 5
我们看看约翰一书第五章啊
Verse 19
第十九节
What we're going to see here
我们要看的这里啊
is that when the devil was talking to Jesus, it was not an idle boast, it was not a lie.
当撒旦跟耶稣讲话的时候他讲的不是空谈阔论不是一个谎言
Look at verse 19, chapter 5, 19.
看看十九节五章十九节啊
We know that we are of God, and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
Now, I want us to maintain a balance.
好，我们现在要保持一个平衡呢。
When Jesus died on the cross,
当基督死在十字架上的时候
，Satan's reign was very, very affected.
撒旦的统治是非常有效的。
I believe that when Christ died, there was a sense in which Satan's work was very, very hindered and limited.
我相信从一个角度啊，当基督死的时候，撒旦的工作呢受到了很大的限制。
Jesus said he must bind the strong man.
耶稣说，他必须要捆绑那壮士。
Before he could take away from him all of his things.
捆绑了壮士才能够把他家里的东西给掳掠走。
I believe that occurred on the cross.
我相信那发生在十字架上。
That through the cross of Jesus Christ, Satan's work was severely limited.
好，借着基督十字架所成就的，撒旦的能力受了捆绑，受到了限制。
Yet on the other hand, the New Testament teaches that the devil is still working.
但从在另一个方面呢？圣经教导我们，撒旦还是在工作。
He has great power.
他有很大的能力，没错。
And look what it says in verse 19.
你看十九节怎么说的。
It says, we know that we are of God.
我们知道我们是属神的。
So the Christian does not have any fear.
所以基督徒不用怕。
We are of God.
我们是属神的。
And yet the whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
但全世界都握在那恶者手下。
Now, I don't know how it is in China.
我不知道中国怎么样啊。
But the evangelical church in America sometimes looks like a circus.
往往美国的福音派教会就像一个马戏团一样。
Using all kinds of clever marketing strategies.
用各种各样的市场的办法来吸引人。
In order to supposedly win people for Christ.
来把人带到所谓的把人带到神面前。基督面前
using entertainment and media
用娱乐用各种的这种表演来吸引人
clever sermons and clever presentations
用人的口才人的高言大志来说服人
do we think that any of that has power against the devil
你想这人的方法能够对撒旦起任何作用吗
He laughs at all our strategies.
他嘲笑我们的人的方法，人的口才。
He laughs at all the carnal things that Christians do to try to advance the kingdom of Christ.
他傲笑我们这些用肉体的方法来想要扩张神的国度。他嘲笑我们。
Man is dead.
人死了，死在罪恶过犯中。
He can only be saved by a resurrection.
唯有借着神的复活的大能，人才能得救。
The Spirit of God must raise him from the dead.
神的灵必须把人从死里复活。
Man is enslaved to sin.
人受到罪的捆绑。
Only the Spirit of God can break those chains.
唯独神的灵才能够把这个铁链脱落掉。
Man is under the dominion of Satan.
人在撒旦的辖制之下。
Only the mighty Spirit of God can break these chains.
唯有神的灵的大能才能够把铁链挣脱。
That's why it's so important to understand this.
所以这是非常重要，我们要了解的。
When I think about missions,
当我想到宣道、宣教。
This is all I need.
这是我唯一所需要的。
Give me one man.
给我一个人。
Who trusts in nothing of the flesh.
他完全不信任肉体的能力。
Who trusts only in the power of proclaiming God's word.
他唯独相信传讲神道的大能。
The power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的大能。
The power of a godly life.
一个敬虔生活的能力。
That's all you need.
这是你所需要的，所有需要的就在这儿。
The man can be poor.
这人可以贫穷。
He can be barefooted.
他可以不穿鞋，赤脚。
He can be ugly.
他可以长得很丑。
He can even smell bad.
他甚至身上有味道都不要紧。
But if he has these things,
但只要他有这些，
he will be mightily used of God.
他就可以大大的被神所用。
And this is what you must hold on to.
这是你必须紧紧抓住不放的。
And not all the silly things coming from the United States.
不是从美国传过去那些愚蠢的事情。
This is what you need.
你有这个就够了。
I want to just mention some of the titles that communicate truths about Satan.
我们要看看撒旦的头衔呢，讲到有关他的真理。
In John 12:31,
约翰十二章三十一节。
He's referred to as the ruler of this world.
圣经讲到他是这个世界的王。
Now, remember,
要记得啊,
his rule is under the rule of God.
他的统治是在神的统治之下,
And he can only do that which God has decreed.
他只能够做神所允许他所做的。
But he does reign in this world.
但他的确在世上做王。
And sinful men follow him.
罪人跟随撒旦。
And that's the reason for all the misery in this world.
因此世上才有那么多的苦难麻烦。
I want you to understand something.
我要你了解一些事啊。
When you go out to preach the gospel,
当你去传福音的时候，
there's nothing more difficult.
没有更难的。
The Chinese army is very, very large.
中国的军队非常的强大。
So the United States army is very large.
美国的军队也很强壮。
So let's say that they both come together to work together.
我们说，譬如中国跟美国联合起来。
And they're there with all their great strength.
他们是大有能力，同心合意。
And then I give you a little stick.
然后我给你一个小棒子。
And I say, okay, go fight them.
去跟他们干。
That would be easier than preaching the gospel.
这个比传福音还容易。
Do you realize Satan could destroy both those armies just like that?
你知道吗？撒旦可以眨眼之间把两国军队都打败掉了。
And Satan is the one that you've gone to fight against.
这就是你的仇敌撒旦。
I mean, when you start thinking about this truth,
当你了解这个真理的时候，
it will make you a man of prayer, a woman of prayer.
这就会使你成为一个祷告的人呐。
You have no power against him.
你自己毫无能力来抗拒撒旦。
He will eat you alive.
他会把你活活的吞吃掉。
But if,
但如果，
you take the weapons God has given you,
你拿起神所赐给你的兵器，
you will be able to destroy his kingdom.
你就可以打败撒旦的国度。
You know in China's history,
你知道在中国历史上，
that some of the men and women that have been mightily used of God,
一些被神重用的神的仆人们，
they had nothing.
他们一无所有，在人眼里。
They had no money.
没钱。
They had no political power.
没有政治权势背景。
But they were mightily used of God.
但是神重重地使用了他们。
If you try to use the things that are so popular in the West,
如果你开始使用这些西方流行的东西，
you'll end up having a church like we have in the West.
你就会建造一个像西方一样的教会。
Let me give you an illustration.
让我给你一个例子啊。
My uncle had a lot of money.
我的叔叔有很多钱啊。
And one day, this banker called him.
有一天呢，一个银行家跟他打电话。
And he said, "I would like to help you invest your money."
我要帮助你投资你的产业。
And my uncle asked him this question.
我叔叔问他个问题啊。
Do you have $1 million?
你有没有一百万块钱呢？
The man said, "No."
那人说没有。
My uncle said, "I do."
他叔叔说我有。
Do you have $500,000?
你有没有五千万块钱？
The man said no.
那个时候我没有。
My uncle said I do.
那叔叔说我有。
And then my uncle said this.
然后我叔叔说，
I have made more money than you have.
我赚的钱比你赚的多得多。
Why would I want your help?
为什么我需要你的帮助？
If you look at the church in the West,
如果你看看西方教会啊，
it is becoming less and less powerful in the things of God.
在神的事上变得越来越软弱。
Because it's turning away from the scriptures.
因为他们从神的道中转移了。
And using carnal strategies.
用属肉体的方法来传福音。
So why would you want to learn those things?
为什么你到西方来学他们的东西啊？
Do you know that there have been men and women who've spent 4 and 5 hours a day in prayer?
你知道有人花四五个钟头在神面前祷告的。
They were mightily used of God.
他们被神重重所用。
In the book of Revelation,
在启示录里头，
it was written because Christians were persecuted.
写启示录目的是因为基督徒受了逼迫。
But it says that the prayers of these pitiful people ascended up to heaven.
这讲到启示录，这些人看来可怜的人，他们的祷告上达于高天。
So imagine there's this little group of Christians.
你想想，有这么一小群的基督徒。
They're surrounded by the most powerful empire in the world.
他们被世界上的列邦列国强大的国家所包围住。
They are hated.
被仇恨。
They're mocked.
被嘲弄。
And they're all in a little room praying.
他们在那小小祷告室里头祈求神。
They're pitiful.
人看起来好可怜哦。
Their prayers go up.
但他们祷告上达。
And it seems with no power at all.
人看起来好像没啥用啊。
But the Bible says in the book of Revelation,
在启示录里头讲到，圣经说，
that their prayers are sent back down to earth.
他们的祷告有回应，回到地上。
With the power of thunder and lightning and earthquakes.
是有雷，有闪电，有天上的回应。
There it is.
就在此。
There's your answer for mission.
这就是差传的答案。
Every enemy will fall before you in prayer.
在你的祷告前，所有的仇敌都会倒下。
But when you're praying,
但当你祷告，
sometimes God will let the enemy get closer and closer and closer.
你正在祷告，神会使仇敌越来越逼近，咄咄逼人。
It'll get darker and darker.
好像越来越黑暗，黑暗。
And the more you pray, the more hopeless it seems.
你越祷告，似乎越绝望，越没有出路。
And even the devil himself will just laugh at you.
甚至撒旦都会嘲笑你。
And other expert missionaries will tell you you're not doing the right things.
其他那些所谓的差传专家会告诉你，哎呀，你做错了，祷告有啥用啊？
But if you continue before God in prayer.
但如果你继续在祷告上坚持不。
All of a sudden, it'll just burst out in
power. 突然之间，你就会突破带着能力。
And in the end, your harvest will be greater.
到最后，你的收获会更大。
When people come to me with all their strategies,
当有人到我面前来，告诉他们什么传道的方法、技巧等等，我告诉，我问他们说
，I'll ask them this.
我问他们
，Well, shouldn't we also pray?
我们难道不应该也祷告吗？
And they say, "Oh, of course we should."
当然，我们要祷告了。
And I say, "Okay."
我说好。
How much do you pray every day?
你每天花多少时间祷告？
And they can't answer me.
他们答不出来。
Because they're just saying that with their mouth.
因为他们仅仅是用口说我们要祷告而已。
Their whole ministry is about their strategy.
他们整个服事都是围绕着他们的方法技巧。
And they're busy doing all kinds of things.
他们成天忙忙碌碌做很多事情。
And they'll say the word of God is important.
他们嘴巴会说，嗯，神的道很重要啊。
And prayer is important.
祷告也重要啊。
But they'll spend most of their time in their strategy.
但他们大多数时间都花在他们的技巧方法上。
I plead with you, don't be like that.
我请求你不要效法他们。
Run away from those kinds of things.
从这样的事情。远远的逃脱。
Okay, well, we got off the subject.
我们有一点走题了。
Okay.
好。
He is in 2 Corinthians 4:4.
在哥林多后书四章四节。
The devil is called the god of this world.
圣经说撒旦是这世界的神呐、啊，神。
Now we know that there's only one true God.
我们知道只有一位真神。
And Paul the apostle said, "All other gods are no gods at all."
使徒保罗说，其他所谓的神呢、啊，都其实不是神。
I have written here.
我这里写到啊。
Satan is referred to the god of this world.
撒旦，圣经说是他是世界的神呐、啊。
Only in the sense that he is working with power in this present evil age.
这个从这个角度来说，他是在这个暂时的。邪恶的世界里头做神，暂时的。
And men have made him their god.
人呢，把他奉为神，神明。
Now,
好。
In Ephesians 2:2,
以弗所书二章二节
，Satan is referred to as the prince of the power of the air.
圣经说他是掌管空中掌权者的领袖。
If anyone is honest with you,
如果人对你诚实的话
，They will tell you this is a very difficult title to understand.
他们会告诉你这很难理解哦，这什么意思呢
？I mean, what does it mean?
这到底圣经是什么意思呢
I think there are two things that, that we can draw from this title.
我们想从这个名字空中掌权者的领袖我们可以下两个结论啊，两件事情我们可以学到。
The first is that his power and authority go far beyond any earthbound prince.
第一呢，就是他的权柄，他的能力远远超过地上任何的君王总统。
Secondly,
第二，
I think that it means that he is unhindered by the material restraints of men.
我想这意思是说他不受到物质上的辖制。Material.
Physical.
Okay. I know.
Here's something that I want you to say.
这里是我要你看到的。
You cannot fight the spiritual with the carnal.
你不能用属肉体的力量来反击属灵的能力。
There's all kinds of carnal weapons.
有很多属世的武器。
But there's very few spiritual ones.
很少属灵的兵器。
Again, it's the word of God.
这属灵兵器是神的话吗？
And prayer.
还祷告。
One time my wife was teaching a group of women in Romania.
有一次呢，我的太太在罗马尼亚教一群妇女啊。
And at the end of about three or four sessions,
那讲完了三四堂课之后呢，
one Romanian girl became very frustrated.
一个罗马尼亚的女孩呢，觉得很受挫。
She said, every time we ask you a question,
每次我问你问题。
You just say that it depends upon the word of God and prayer.
你说就祷告就行了，有神的道就够了。
Why do you say that?
为什么你总这样回答呢？
And my wife answered.
她太太回答说，
because it depends upon the word of God and prayer.
因为就全靠祷告和神的道。
You know,
你知道
What are the things that our flesh most hates to do?
肉体最讨厌做的是什么事情？
Read the word.
祷告。
And prayer.
和读经。
Oh, our flesh can even love to teach the Bible.
我们的肉体甚至喜欢教导圣经哎。
But to read the word and prayer?
那是读圣经和祷告。
You see?
你看。
But that's the only way to overcome this enemy.
这是唯一能够克服征服敌人的方法。
The devil laughs at a man who does not pray.
如果你不祷告，撒旦都会嘲笑你。
It doesn't matter how smart he is.
不管他多聪明。
Or how much he knows of the Bible.
多少他知道圣经有多少。
The devil laughs at a man that does not pray.
撒旦照样嘲笑你，因为你不祷告。
Okay. Now listen, he's the ruler of this world.
好，他是这世界的王。
The god of this world.
他是世界的神。
And the prince of the power of the air.
他是空中掌权者的领袖。
Now I want you to think about how pitiful the devil is.
我要你认识到撒旦是何等的可怜呐。
He wanted to become god of everything.
他想要在凡事上做神呐。
Over all the glorious angels,
他控制所有的荣耀的天使。
Over the newly created world,
他要控制这个新造的世界。
He wanted to become God over God.
他要在神上面再做神。
But look what he is.
那其实他是什么呢？看看。
He's a ruler.
他是一个掌权者。
But over only one tiny area.
他只掌管小小的一个地方。
And over men that are just as wicked as he is.
掌管这些跟他一样邪恶的人类。
Men who are wicked.
这些邪恶的人。
Corruptible.
是必死的，必朽的。
And dying.
而且必要过去的。人。
Now, let's, I want to look at the relationship between Satan and fallen man.
我们再看看。堕落的人类和撒旦的关系。
Now I'm going to read something here.
这里我读一些啊。
Both Satan and men are fallen creatures.
撒旦和人类都是堕落的受造者。
And they have much in common.
他们有很多共通之处。
They are alike in their moral corruption.
他们在他们的道德上都已经堕落了。
And they have joined together in war against God.
他们都败坏了，他们要同心来反叛神。
Now, what I'm about to say would make most people very angry.
我现在要讲的话会叫很多人很生气啊。
But the Bible says it's true.
但圣经说的确是如此。
There is such a moral likeness between man and the devil.
撒旦跟人类呢，在道德上有如此相近相似之处。
That fallen men are not only called the subjects of the devil.
堕落的人不仅仅是撒旦的子民，不仅仅是称为神的撒旦的子民。
But they are called children of the devil.
他们也被称之为是撒旦的儿女。
Now that's very offensive.
叫人听起来不顺耳，听不进，反感。
I mean it is.
的确是如此。
Even to me.
甚至我都听不进去。
But it is true.
但是是事实。
Now, in 1 John 3:8,
在约翰一书三章八节。
Look what it says.
看看他说什么呢。
The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning.The Son of God appeared for this purpose to destroy the works of the devil.
犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭撒旦的作为。
And then in verse 10 it says this.
再看第十节怎么说。
By this the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious.
从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。
Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother.
凡不行义的就不属神，不爱弟兄的也是如此。
Now, I want to read something.
好，我现在要读一些话。
The scriptures deny the universal fatherhood of God.
这圣经啊，否认普世都是神的儿女的论调。
God is not every man's father.
神不是所有的人的父。
And every man is not a child of God.
所有的人类不都是神的儿女。
The Bible divides up Adam's race in two categories.
圣经把亚当的后裔分成两个大类。
The children of the devil are those who refuse God's offer of mercy.
属撒旦的儿女就是拒绝神恩典的人。
They do not want God.
他们不要神。
And they join themselves with the devil in his rebellion.
他们与撒旦联合一起反叛上帝。
Now, most people do not know this.
大多数人不明白这个，不知道这个。
The average man on the street would never say that he had joined himself in rebellion against the devil.
在大街上一般人。
Or with the devil.
在大街上一般人不会说我跟撒旦联合一起来反叛上帝，不会的。
But it's what the Bible teaches.
但这正是圣经所教导的。
What do you have to do to be a child of God?
你必须做什么才能够成为神的儿女呢？
You must repent and believe the gospel.
你必须要悔改，相信福音。
What must you do in order to be a child of God, a child of the devil?
你必须做什么才能够成为撒旦的儿女呢？
Nothing.
啥都不用干，你就是了。
We're born that way.
我们天生就是属魔鬼的。
It's very important to understand that.
很重要，要了解这一点啊。
Look in Acts 26.
看看《使徒行传》二十六章。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Jesus said he was sending the apostle Paul on a certain mission.
耶稣说他差遣使徒保罗来成就一件事情。
In verse 18,
第十八节。
In verse 18, it is to open the eyes of the Gentiles so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith.
哦，主说，我差遣你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Now, this is what you've been called to do.
这就是神差遣你去做的事。
You haven't been called just to meet people's needs.
神没有呼召你去满足人类的需要。
You haven't been called just to be nice people.
神没有呼召你做个好人而已。
You have been called.
神差遣你。
To fight the dominion of Satan.
呼召你去与撒旦的权势斗争。
To take from him his people.
把撒旦权势下的人夺回来。
And how do you do that?
你如何成就呢？
By opening their eyes.
要开他们的眼睛。
Now how is that done?
怎么样才能开他们眼睛呢？
Through your faithful preaching of scripture.
借着你忠心的传讲神的道。
And the work of the Holy Spirit.
和圣灵的大能。
This is what you are to do.
你必须这样做。
And again, the devil is going to fight you with everything.
再说一次，撒旦会全力以赴来反叛你，攻击你。
He's going to fight you even in your relationship with one another.
甚至你们彼此的关系他也要破坏。
When I've gone out somewhere to preach,
当我到一个地方去传道啊。
Let's say that I've traveled to South America.
做比喻，譬如我到南美洲去传道。
And I preach for 2 weeks.
我传两个礼拜。
And God works in a mighty way.
神大大动工。
People have been converted.
很多人得救了。
Christians have been strengthened.
基督徒就重新得力了。
And I come home.
我回家。
And I expected that my wife should receive me like I was the champion of God.
我希望我太太盼望能够双手欢迎我，好像我得胜而归、凯旋回家的将军。
I have poured myself out for God's purpose.
我为神的国度倾心吐意，全力以赴了。
I am totally and completely tired.
我现在累得不得了，我疲倦。
I should get off the plane and come home.
我应该下飞机回到家里。
My wife should open the door.
我太太要敞开大门。
Give me a hug.
拥抱我。
Set me on the couch.
然后把我放在沙发上。
Throw flowers on me.
撒很多的鲜花在我身上。
My children should come and serve me.
我的儿女会来，要服侍我。
Because that's not what happened.
但是其实不是如此。
When I come home,
我回到家里。
From a time when God has mightily moved,
神已经大大动工了。我回来凯旋而归。
I mean, when I open the door,
当我打开门。
There are problems,
问题一大堆。
Difficulties,
还有难处。
The moment my wife doesn't even say hi to me.
我太太都不跟我打个招呼。
Soon as I open the door, she starts complaining about all the things that have gone wrong.
我一打开门，她就开始埋怨了，家里头这个事儿那个事儿麻烦的要命。
Now what is that?
到底咋回事儿？
Part of it's just the devil.
其中一个原因是出于撒旦的。
Because it's and you can talk to other preachers about this too.
你可以跟其他传道人讲这个事儿。I can understand.
The more victory that you have when you go out there and preach, the worse it's going to be when you get home.
你在外头打的仗越得胜，家里头麻烦越大。
And see, you've got to recognize these things.
你必须要明白这些事。
Because we wrestle not with our wives.
因为我们不是与属血气的跟我们太太打仗。
But with powers and principalities and mights and dominions.
乃是与属灵气的空中属灵气的恶魔征战。
I mean, when I get on the plane to come home.
当我上了飞机要回家的时候。
I really prepare myself.
我准备好自己。
Because I know a battle's going to be there.
我知道必须有征战的，会有征战的。
Let me share with you something about the devil and God's work in the Christian's life.
让我跟你分享一个基督徒生命当中有跟撒旦的征战。
There was a famous preacher by the name of Samuel Chadwick.
有一个很著名的传道人叫做 Samuel.
And one day he couldn't think about what to preach.
有一天他不知道该传什么道了。
And so he took a walk in the village.
所以他在村庄里头走散步。
And he saw a blacksmith shop.
他看到一个铁匠的店。
And he saw a very large man.
他看到一个非常强壮的人。
With a big hammer.
手里拿了一个很大的榔头。
And he was beating a piece of steel.
他在打一块钢，一块铁。
And just really hitting it very hard.
他大力的打。
And then he saw another smaller man beside him.
他看到旁边一个小个子。
So he walked up to see what was going on.
所以他就跑去看看到底咋回事。
And he began to talk to the little man.
他就跟这个小个子讲话。
And he said, "Is the blacksmith fixing something for you?"
他就问，哎，是不是那个大个子在替你干活啊？
And the little man said, "Oh no."
那个小个子说，不不不不。
I'm the blacksmith.
我才是那个铁匠。
This guy with the hammer is an idiot.
这个拿着大榔头的大个子是个傻瓜。
He doesn't know anything.
他啥都不知道。
But he's strong.
但是他力量很大。
And I use him to beat the metal into the shape I want it to go.
我利用他把这块铁打成我要打成的样子。
I tell him exactly where to hit.
我告诉他哪里打。
I tell him how many times.
我告诉他打几次。
And how hard.
要多打多重。
He thinks he's tearing apart a piece of steel.
他以为他在把这块铁打得乱七八糟。
But I'm using him to make a piece of art.
但是我在利用他成全来做成一块美好的艺术品。
That's how God uses the devil.
这就是神如何利用撒旦。
The devil thinks he's beating you to death.
魔鬼以为他把你打得落花流水，把你打死。
But God is sovereign over his work.
但是神有主权掌管他所做的一切。
He can only hit you where God allows him.
他只能够打神要他打的地方。
He can only hit you as many times as God allows.
他要打多少次都是神所允许的。
He thinks he's destroying you.
他以为他在把你摧残掉。
But God is using him to make you like Jesus.
但是神在利用他使你效法基督的样式。
Isn't that amazing?
这不是叫人惊讶吗？
Wow. Okay. Now, so...We see that men are born children of the devil.
好，人天生就是属魔鬼的儿女。
They are born under the dominion of Satan.
他们是生在撒旦的权势之下。
Now look in Ephesians chapter 2.
我们看以弗所书第二章。以弗所书第二章
Chapter 2 verse 2
第二节
He said in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world according to the prince of the power of the air of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience
那时你们在其中行事为人随从今世的风俗顺服空中掌权者的领袖就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵
Man lives accordingTo the will of the devil.
人是顺从那撒旦的旨意啊。
Now there are a small group of people who call themselves followers of the devil.
有一小群人啊，说我们是信撒旦教的，我们是随从撒旦的。
And there are satanic cults.
这是一个撒旦的一个异端呐，属撒旦的。
But most people would never believe they were following the devil.
但大多数人。不会相信他们是跟随撒旦的。
And if they really believed it, it would terrify them.
如果他们认为自己是属撒旦教的，撒旦权势下，他们会吓坏了。
See, they think that following the devil means that you sacrifice babies or something.
他们以为是属撒旦教，你是把自己的儿女献上等等的。
But you can be a very moral man and a follower of the devil.
但你可能是一个人看来很道德的人，但是同时是一个跟撒旦的跟随者。
All you have to do to be a follower of the devil.
你要成为撒旦的跟随者呢
？Is nothing.
就是啥都不干，你就是了。
Neglect God.
你忽略神就是了。
Or you may be very religious.
甚至你很有宗教信仰，很有宗教背景。
But not according to the knowledge of God.
但是不是按照真知识。
A few weeks ago, I was in Jerusalem.
几个礼拜前，我去了耶路撒冷。
It was very, very sad.
叫人很伤心啊。
There is so much religion in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷很敬虔，有很多的宗教仪式、宗教外表。
And there are some good believers there.
也有一些好的信徒啊。
But most of it is false.
但大多数都是虚假的。
You have the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church.
你有东正教，有天主教，很多宗教。
Filled with idols.
充满了偶像啊。
And people come in there and kiss the feet of the saints and things like that.
人进来进到那个教堂里头，亲圣徒的脚，那个偶像的脚。
They're very religious.
他们人看起来很敬虔呐。
But it has nothing to do with New Testament Christianity.
但是跟新约的基督教毫不相干。
They're following the devil.
他们在跟随魔鬼。
Now, also in 2 Timothy 2:26.
好，在提摩太后书二章二十六节。
Let's go ahead and read verse 24 through 26.
我们从二十四节开始读。提摩太后书二章二十四节到二十六节。
Okay, it says, the Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach, patient when wronged, with gentleness correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God may grant them repentance leading to the knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will.
然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和地待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白正道，叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的可以醒悟，脱离他的网罗。
Now, this shows us that men are held captive by the devil.
这里告诉我们，人呢，是被魔鬼掳去了，是他的俘虏。
Now, the first thing that we need to understand is this.
第一件我们要了解的 是这个。
Men are not victims.
人不是受害者。
They are guilty.
他们是有责任的，有罪的。
It's not that men were just sitting there innocent.
人不是坐在那儿很 无辜啊。
And the devil caught them.
然后魔鬼就来把他们抓住，掳去了。
And took them away.
把他们掳去了。
That's not the way it is.
不是这样的。
The Bible says.
圣经说。
That God cannot be tempted.
神不能被试探。
That he does not sin.
他不犯罪。
Now, most people don't really understand that statement.
大多数人不了解这句话什么意思啊？神不能被试探。
They have this idea.
他们认为。
That God is very strong-willed.
神是非常固执的。
And when temptation comes, he can resist it.
当试探来了，神有能力抵挡试探。
That's not what that means at all.
这不是这句话的意思，他不能被试探。
God does not have to resist temptation.
神不用抵挡试探。
Because there's nothing evil in God that attracts him to temptation.
因为在他里头没有任何的邪恶叫他被试探受吸引。
Even though we are Christians,
虽然我们是基督徒，
there's still an unredeemed part of us.
但在我们里头有一部分还是没有被赎的。
We call it the flesh.
我们称之为肉体。
And it is still attracted to evil.
这个肉体仍然被罪恶所试探。
The devil puts something evil in front of us.
当撒旦在我们面前摆一些邪恶的东西，
and there's a battle.
我们里头就有征战了。
Because there's still something within us that's not redeemed.
因为在我们里头有一部分没有被赎的。
And it is attracted to that.
这个肉体就被试探引诱了。
God's not that way.
但神不是如此。
There is no evil in him.
他里头没有任何的罪。
You can put all the evil in the world in front of him.
你可以把所有的试探，所有的邪恶放在神面前。
It's just disgusting.
这对神来说这是恶心的。
He's not attracted to it.
他完全不受影响，不受吸引，他不被试探。
Now, when it says that men are held in a snare or held captive by the devil.
好，当圣经讲到人被撒旦魔鬼掳去了，成了俘虏了。
It is because they're guilty.
因为他们有罪啊。
Let me show you.
让我讲明啊。
Here's a sinful man.
这有个有罪的人。
The devil puts evil here.
神把撒旦把试探把罪恶放在他面前。
Man sees that evil.
人看到那个罪。
And he wants it.
人就想要欲望想要他。
He doesn't want God.
他不要神。
He doesn't want God's righteousness.
他不要神的义。
He wants this.
他要这个罪恶。
And he takes it.
他就拿了。
And when he takes it, he's caught.
当他拿了碰了罪他自己就被抓了被掳了。
And many times he's caught in a way that agrees with him.
有时候他被抓是任意的，是照着他自己的意思被抓的，被掳的。
You take a person who who becomes a drug addict.
譬如一个吸毒的上瘾的人。
The first time they take drugs,
他们第一次吸毒。
It doesn't really destroy their life that moment.
那一刻并不马上把他生命毁掉。
But after they take those first drugs,
但是他们第一次吸毒之后，
then they want more.
他们就想要更多的，
and they want more.
要越来越多，吸越吸越多。
And they'll come to the point where they're like an animal living in the street.
最后他们会变得像野兽一样生活在大街上流浪。
Stealing and killing because they want more drugs.
为了要吸毒，他们就杀就偷，就是无恶不作。
That's the way the sinner is.
罪人就是如此。
He takes that evil.
他拿了罪，碰了罪。
He wants more.
他就要更多的罪。
And wants more.
更多。
It's almost like he is enslaving himself.
几乎是他把自己给俘虏了，像。
What I want you to see is this.
我要你看到的是，
When a man is held captive by the devil,
当一个人被魔鬼掳去了，
he's not innocent.
他不是无辜的，他不是受害者。
He's guilty.
他本身自己有罪，责无旁贷。
When you go to preach the gospel to people,
当你去传福音给别人的时候，
it's not like what many people say.
不像很多人说的。
I hear preachers say this.
我听到一些传道人怎么说啊？
We need to send missionaries to China.
我们需要差遣传道士去中国。
Because there are millions of people that are just waiting to hear.
因为有成千上万的人在等待着福音，要听。
That's not true.
不是事实。
Because when you go to China,
因为当你去中国的时候，
and you begin to preach the gospel,
你开始传福音的时候，
most of them don't want to hear.
大多数人不要听。
None of them would want to hear.
没有人要听福音。
Unless God has at first worked in their life.
除非神已经事先在他们心中动了善工。
If someone wants to hear the gospel,
如果有人要听福音的话，
it's because God's already working.
因为神已经动了善工了。
Men are not victims dying without God.
人不是受害者啊，在那儿，哎呀，在黑暗中死亡。
They are guilty rebels who don't want God.
他们是反叛的罪人，他们不要神的。
And they're killing themselves.
他们在自杀。
You know, it would be really wonderful to be a missionary.
你知道，如果做传道人很好啊，太好了。
If it was like some preachers say.
如果像一些传道人所说的啊。
Oh, there's a people over here, far away in the jungle.
哦，在那遥远的地方，在那个丛林里头有人呐。
And they're just waiting every day for someone to come preach to them the gospel.
天天在巴望着有人传福音给他们听啊。
That would be wonderful.
那就太好了。
I'll go.
我也去。
Send me.
主啊，差遣我吧。
But that's not the way it is.
事实并非如此。
You go in there and preach the gospel.
你去那传福音给他们听。
And they chase you out of the jungle.
把你从丛林里头赶走。
But if you endure,
但是如果你忍耐到底，
if you keep preaching,
如果你继续传道，
if you keep praying,
如果你继续祷告，
God will open up the eyes,
神就会打开他们的眼睛，
of at least some of them,
至少上其中一部分的人，
and they will be saved,
他们就会得救。
You're going to help people.
你去帮助人。
Most of them don't want your help.
大多数人不要你帮。
They don't even want you around.
他们甚至不要你来，离开远一点。
Here in America.
现在在美国。
Many people.
很多人。
They think the best thing that could happen to this country.
他们认为这个国家最好的事情就是。
Is for all the Christians to leave.
所有的基督徒滚蛋。
Now, look what it says about the Lord's bondservant.
我们看看啊，神的仆人。
Verse 24.
24节。
The Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome.
主的仆人奴仆啊，不可争竞。
He didn't send us out there to fight.
他没有把我们差遣去打仗去。
Or to argue with people.
或者与人争竞、争辩、辩论啊。
I know some Christian ministers.
我知道有些基督徒的传道人啊。
All they want to do is fight.
他们整天就想打仗。
They fight with everybody.
跟任何人都干起来。
And they get on the internet and they write bad things about everybody.
他们上网讲别人的坏话，这个不好，那个不好。
We're not supposed to be that way.
我们不是如此。
When I go out and I witness on the street,
当我上大街上去传福音啊。
And I see a bunch of people doing bad things.
你看到一些人做一些不好的事。
I don't go out there and call them bad names.
我没必要去骂他们一顿。
I try to talk to them.
我设法跟他们说话，谈。
About the things of God.
讲到神的事情。
And it says here that we ought to be kind to all.
这里说我们要温温和和地待众人。
We should be humble.
我们要谦卑。
We should have the ability to teach.
我们应该善于教导，有能力教别人。
The same things over and over and over.
循循善诱，存心忍耐啊，一次又一次的。
We should be patient when people wrong us.
当别人得罪我们的时候，我们要忍耐。
When they say all kinds of horrible things about us.
当他们说一些坏话攻击我们的时候。
Look, it says in verse 25.
你看二十五节啊。
With gentleness, correcting those who are in opposition.
温柔地劝诫那些抵挡的人。
And this is what you're trusting in.
这就是你所信靠的。
That God might grant them repentance leading to the knowledge of the truth.
或者神给他们悔改的心可以明白正道。你相信，你信靠。
This is why we must pray.
这就是我们祷告的目的。为什么要祷告？
Only God can grant them repentance.
只有神可以给他们悔改的心。
Only the Spirit of the living God can do it.
只有神的灵能够成就这事。
In verse 26,
二十六节,
that they may come to their senses.
好叫他们可以醒悟过来。
You can't make this happen.
你不能叫他们醒悟。
You can't convince them.
你不能够说服他们。
Now you need to use the scriptures.
当然你要用圣经。
You need to persuade them.
你需要说服他们，尽力。
Even beg them.
甚至求他们。
But ultimately, it's a work of God's Spirit.
但最终还是神的灵动工，叫他们醒悟。
It says here the goal is that they escape from the snare of the devil.
好，这最终的目的呢，好叫他们能够脱离撒旦的网罗。
But look at how they escape.
你看看他怎么脱离呢
？It's from learning the knowledge of the truth.
借着学习。真道
and repentance.
还有悔改。
There are people today who have deliverance ministries.
今天有人啊，有释放的事工，叫魔鬼，赶魔鬼就是叫人释放的事工。
They cast demons out of everything.
他们什么都赶鬼，赶鬼。
A member of my uncle's church.
我的叔叔的教会的一员啊。
Took a visitor home with him one Sunday, a man who was visiting the church.
把一个来教会里头探访的人带到自己家里头。
Because Christians are supposed to be hospitable.
因为基督徒呢很好客，就把客人带到家来了。
About 2 hours later, he called my uncle.
两个钟头之后呢，这个探访的人打电话给我叔叔。
He said, "Pastor, could you come over here right now?"
Visitor?
No, the member of the church.
Okay, 这个会员呢？这个会员就打电话给牧师，说牧师啊，可不可以到我家来啊
？My uncle said why？
我叔叔 ，Your uncle is the pastor.
Yeah,、
right?
my uncle
is、okay,
the pastor.
这个叔叔是牧师啊，他说为什么要到你家来
？He said, well, you know that man that came to our church that I invited to my house？
你知道那个到我们教会来的那个探访的人，我把他请回家来那个人呐、啊、
？My uncle said yes、
哦。他叔叔就是牧师说，我知道啊，是啊。
He's casting a demon out of my refrigerator.
他把我冰箱里头的鬼，他要赶走。
And my uncle said, "Why?"
我叔叔说为什么
？Said because it stopped working.
因为冰箱坏掉了。
Now, that's a funny story.
听起来很好笑。
But it was true.
那是事实，是如此。
Now, but there are people who are like that.
今天就有这样的人呢。
I heard of one man who was sick.
我听说一个人他生病了。
And I believe Brother Eugene was telling me that he had a problem with his stomach or something.
那个弟兄他说他肚子痛啊。
And the other Christians found out about it.
另外一个基督徒知道肚子痛有病了。
And they started casting out a demon.
就开始替他赶鬼了。
And punching him in the stomach.
还打他肚子。
Where is that in the Bible?
圣经里头你哪找到这些事儿？
Now, the devil is real.
当然这撒旦是真实存在的。
And he can truly bring people into great bondage.
他的确也能够使人受到很大的捆绑。
And we do see at times in the scripture where men are actually possessed by the devil or by demons.
的确我们看到有时候有些人呢被撒旦所辖制或被鬼附 有这样的现象
And certainly that is a reality
这是当然是一个事实
But primarily men are set free from the devil
但基本上人从撒旦中捆绑中得脱离得释放
Through the preaching of truth
是借着传讲真道才得脱离网罗的
And God granting them repentance
神赐他们悔改的心他们才得以脱离的
When I'm talking to men,
当我跟人说话的时候
about their sin,
我们讲的是他的罪
Many of them will, try to blame the devil.
很多人都会怪罪于撒旦魔鬼
And when I'm preaching, I make it very clear.
但是当我传道的时候 我讲得很清楚、啊、
The devil's not the problem.
魔鬼不是问题、啊、
Your sin is the problem.
你的罪才是问题的根源
The devil could take a vacation.
魔鬼可以去放假去旅游去
and you would still have the problems you have.
你仍然有你的罪的问题存在
Because of your sin.
因为你的罪
So we are called to set people free.
是神呼召我们叫人得释放得自由
By teaching them the knowledge.
是借着传讲真道有关神的真道才能叫他们脱离魔鬼的网络
And by God's power.
是借着神的大能
Granting them repentance.
赐他们悔改的心
Changing their heart.
改变他们的心
It's very, very important.
这很重要
Now, I want to look at a few ways in which the devil works among fallen men.
我们要看看魔鬼在堕落的人当中如何工作，几种方式啊。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
我们看看哥林多后书。
Chapter 11.
十一章。
14 and 15.
十四到十五节。
No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it is not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end will be according to their deeds.
这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使，所以他的差役若装作仁义的差役，也不算稀奇。他们的结局必然照着他们的行为。
Now, we don't know exactly what Paul is referring to in verse 14.
我们不知道第十四节啊，保罗所讲的到底是谁啊，讲的是什么事。
But it seems as though, at times, Satan has made real appearances.
但似乎啊，有时候撒旦会真正的出现啊，似乎。
In which he has literally disguised himself as an angel of light.
在这样的情况下呢，他把自己假装作光明的天使冒充
Exactly how this has happened, the scriptures do not tell us.
但这如何发生，圣经没有细讲啊。
But you know, I imagine when he tempted Satan, when Satan tempted Jesus.
但是我想象，当撒旦来试探耶稣的时候
，I'm sure he did not appear as a snake.
我相信他不是以蛇的形象显现的啊。
He probably appeared as something quite beautiful.
他可能以一个很美丽的形象显现出来。
I mean, when Satan presents himself to men,
当撒旦向人显现的时候
he's not going to have the head of a goat.
他不会有一个羊头
and horrible horns coming out of his head.
上面有角的，不会的。
He appears as someone beautiful.
他会假装很美丽。
Also, he appears as someone who's very concerned about you.
他也会假装好像对你很关心。
Let me give you some evidence.
让我给你一些证据啊。
He comes to Eve.
他来到夏娃面前。
Very concerned about her.
非常关心她。
To protect her from a cruel God.
要保护她，免得那个无情的残酷的神要害他
who wasn't going to let her eat from any of the trees of the garden
神不让他吃树上任何的果子你看
you see that
你看
he will always come to us
他总是来到我们面前
and take our side
站在我们一边
against God
来反对神。
Remember,
记得
when Peter came to Jesus,
当彼得来到耶稣面前，
Jesus said that he had to go to Jerusalem.
耶稣说他必须到耶路撒冷受苦要死啊。
What did the devil do?
撒旦怎么说啊？
Oh no, Jesus.
这主啊，万不能发生。
You should never have to do that.
你不能这样子。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
He'll always come.
他总是来。
He'll always pretend to be on your side.
他假装他站在你一边。
He'll always speak to your flesh.
他总会向你的肉体说话。
One day you may have to make a decision between following Christ and compromising.
有一天你必须也许要做个决定，是要妥协呢，还是跟随主？
And the devil will come to you.
撒旦会来到你旁边。
Say, oh, you don't need to be so rigid.
哦，你不要这么严谨，这么古板。
It's not really that important.
没那么重要。
Just set aside what you believe.
你所信的放一边吧。
It'll be easier for you if you take this path.
如果你走这条路就容易点。
See, he appears as an angel of light.
你看到没有？他假装是光明的天使。
I believe that many of the false religions in the world.
我相信很多世上的宗教。
And many of the cults.
还有很多的异端。
And even so-called Christian cults.
一些所谓的基督教的。
I would not be surprised if their beginnings were supernatural.
我相信我不会稀奇，如果他们的起初是有超自然的事情发生。
That Satan would appear to a cult leader.
撒旦会向一个异端头头显现。
In order to start a new religion.
好叫他能够开始一个新的宗教。
Give you an example, the Mormons.
譬如的摩门教。
You know, their leader, supposedly an angel, came to him.
他们的开始的这个人，一个天使，好向他显现。
You see, so we have to be very careful.
所以我们必须要非常谨慎。
Now, to most of us,
我们大多数人啊，
the devil is not going to appear at all.
撒旦不会向我们显现的。
You know, sometimes I will hear believers say, "Man, the devil came to me this morning."
有时候我听到信徒说，我今天早上撒旦向我显现了。
And I think about that.
我就再想想。
The devil's not omnipresent.
撒旦不是无所不在的。
He can't be in every place at one time.
他不可能同时在所有地方同时出现。
So I think the devil left all the great ungodly leaders of the world just to come talk to you in your bathroom.
撒旦离开这世界上所有的宗教领袖，跑到你的洗澡间向你显现。
Now there are demons.
是有很多邪灵啊。
But to say that the devil himself came to talk to you.
那你说撒旦这个头头跑到你面前向你显现？
You must be a very important person.
你必须是一个很重要的人物，撒旦才会亲自探访你。
But he will. He will deal with us supernaturally through demons.
He will
tempt us supernaturally through
demons. 当然，他借着邪灵会超自然的来试探我们。
But there's even a more common way.
但是有一个更普遍的方法。
Look in verse 13.
你看第十三节。
For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles for Christ.
这等人是假使徒。行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样。
Paul talks about disguising themselves.
好，这里保罗讲到他们假装冒充。
Jesus said something similar.
耶稣也说相似的话。
In Matthew 7,
在马太第七章。
He talks about wolves in sheep's clothing.
他讲到披着羊皮的狼。
We see this in America.
我们在美国看到很多。
Oh my.Now there are some good men who teach on television.
有一些当然在电视上有一些是好的传道人啊，讲的是真理。
But so many of them.
其中很多很多。
That are on television all around the world.
在全世界的电视上。
They are not just misguided.
他们不仅是受骗上当而已。
They are heretics.
他们简直就是大异端。
They are enemies of God.
他们是神的仇敌。
Their God is their belly.
他们的神就是他们的肚腹。
Now, how do we identify men like this?
我们怎么样认出这样的人呢？
Well, there are two specific ways.
有两个特定的方法。
One of them is according to Galatians chapter 1.
一是根据加拉太书第一章。
If they preach another gospel,
如果他们传另一个福音
or they preach no gospel at all,
或者完全不传福音。
Paul the Apostle appeared to have the gift of healing.
使徒保罗似乎有医治的恩赐。
But he didn't go to places to heal.
但他从来不跑到一些地方去医治人。
He went there to preach Christ crucified.
他跑去传那钉十字架的基督。
But people who have healing ministries and never preach the gospel.
有些人有医治的恩赐，但从不传福音。
That's not of God.
那不是出于神的恩赐。
People that are casting out demons all the time.
有些人成天赶鬼。
Instead of preaching the gospel.
却不传福音。
And especially.
特别是。
Those whose God is their belly.
他们的神就是他们的肚腹。
Almost all the heretics that are popular today.
今天几乎所有的异端头头都是很受欢迎的。
Put a tremendous amount of emphasis on money.
他们成天讲的钱钱钱，重点都放在钱上。
On success.
如何成功。
Prosperity.
丰盛，发达。
They're false teachers.
这些是假师傅。
You never hear them talk about the sacrifice of the Christian life.
你从来没有听到他们讲到基督徒要牺牲舍己。
According to them, you can have heaven and the world.
根据他们，你可以上天堂，还可以享受世界。
You're a child of the king.
你是万王之王的儿女。
Kings are wealthy.
王是有钱的。
Your father is wealthy.
你爸爸有钱。
So you must be wealthy.
你也得有钱。
Well, then Paul the Apostle was not a very good Christian.
使徒保罗就不是个好基督徒了。
But here's something that I want you to see about false teachers.
这是我要你看到假师傅的事情啊。
Paul told the church in Corinth.
保罗告诉哥林多教会的信徒。
That division was necessary.
有纷争是必要的。
Now why is it necessary?
为什么是必须的呢？
He said that so that the true children of God could be identified.
好叫那些真正神的儿女可以显明出来。
Let me show you how it works.
我让我看，告诉你怎么样子显明出来。
People are by nature very religious.
人的本性就是很有宗教性，很虔诚，很敬虔的。
Now, you have a false teacher.
好，这里有一个假师傅。
Who's very popular.
他很受欢迎啊。
And thousands of people want to listen to him.
成千上万人要听他讲道。
He teaches about healing.
他讲怎么得医治。
Prosperity.
怎么成功发达。
You're a child of the king.
你是万王之王的儿女。
You should never suffer.
你不应该受苦。
Send me money and God will bless you.
你把钱给我，捐给我，神就祝福你。
And millions of people gather to this person.
哇，成千上万的人都在他周围环绕着。
And you say that's bad.
你说不好，不好。
Yes, it is.
的确呢，不好。
But it also has a good purpose.
那也有一个很好的目的。
Before modern science,
在现代科技之前发展之前
when someone had a cut on their arm,
当有人在手上受伤了
they would put a cloth over the arm in order to pull out the infection.
他们会绑一个绷带，好叫里面的发炎的东西自己跑出来。
So that all the disease would go into the cloth.
是所有的病菌都会跑到这个绷带里面。
That's the way God uses false teachers.
神就这样利用假师傅。
They preach about material things.
他们传讲的是有关物质的丰富。
They make material promises.
他们给你物质的兴旺的应许。
And so the people whose hearts want material things, go to them.
所以那些心向往物质丰富的人，丰盛的人就会跑到他们那儿去。
And it draws these people out of the church.
就把这些人从教会里头，真教会里头给拉走了。
So that their poison will not spread among God's people.
好叫他们的毒不会在神的百姓中扩散。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
So in a way, these powerful heretical leaders are very important.
从一个角度，这些很有能力的这些传异端的头头，这些领袖很重要。
Their God is money.
他们的神就是他们的钱财。
Their God is prosperity.
他们的神就是丰富、发达、成功。
all these religious people who would be contaminating the church,
这些人本来要污染教会的人,
have been drawn out of the church,
就被拉走了,从教会里拉出去了。
So that their disease would not continue to spread.
好叫他们的病毒不会在教会里头继续扩散下去。
Isn't, I mean, God is wise.
神是何等的智慧
啊。It's amazing.
真是叫人惊讶。
So Satan will mask his true identity.
所以撒旦会遮掩他的真正的身份。
I said that one of the ways in which you can see a false prophet is by his false gospel.
好，其中一个方法你可以认出假师傅是借着他所传的假福音。
His gospel will not put the emphasis on Jesus.
他所传的福音不会把重点放在基督的身上。
The emphasis will not be the cross and resurrection.
也不是十字架和基督复活和。
The emphasis will not be repentance and faith.
他的福音的重点不是悔改跟信心。
And the infinite emphasis will most certainly not be a godly life.
他的重点更不会放在一个敬虔的生活上。
Or a sacrificial life.
或者一个牺牲舍己的生活上。
Now another thing.
好，另外一件事。
How do you recognize a false prophet?
你怎么认出一个假师傅呢？
Jesus said in Matthew 7.
在马太福音第七章，耶稣说。
You will know them by their fruit.
凭他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
The way they live.
他们怎么生活。
There was a very popular false teacher in the United States.
在美国一个很受欢迎的假师傅啊。
And he came to Peru.
他来到了秘鲁。
When the country was suffering economically, horribly.
当秘鲁正在经济衰退的时候，非常贫穷的时候，这个师傅来了。
He had $70,000 worth of jewelry on his body.
他身上带了70,000块钱的珠宝。全身珠光宝气的来了，$70,000啊 ，OK，Sorry。
And he said he wore that.
他说我穿戴这些呢。
So that the poor pastors would see.
好像那些穷传道人牧师看看我。
How much God could bless them.
神可以如何的祝福他们
？If only they would believe God like he does.
只要他们有我这样的信心，他们也可以富足起来。
That's pathetic.
真是叫人可怜的。
I think even the devil was probably ashamed of that guy.
甚至撒旦看到那个人都觉得无地自容，都觉得羞愧，不好意思。
Now let's go to John 8:44.
我们看约翰福音第八章四十四节。Was he successful?
Oh yes, he's still successful.
Okay, 他很成功，那个人在秘鲁。约翰八章四十四节。
See where am I?
Sorry.
John 8:44. Now, when the Bible talks about you will know them by their fruits.
当圣经讲你凭他们的果子可以认出他们来的时候。
It doesn't necessarily mean ministerial fruits.
讲的这个果子不见得是你传福音服事的果子。
In the United States,
在美国。
In many places in Asia,
还有很多亚洲的各国。
A man is considered a man of God.
如果人呢是一个属神的人。
Because his ministry is really big.
如果他的服事很大。
Really well known.
大家都知道他很有名。就是个
That's a wrong way of looking at it.
这是一个错误的认识。
When I talk about fruit,
当我讲到果子啊，
talking about the fruit of a Christ-like life,
是讲到一个效法基督的生命的果子。
Fruit of the Spirit,
就是圣灵所结的果子。
Some of these preachers act like kings.
这些有些传道人啊，生活的像个王一样，富足的不得了。
People are supposed to serve them.
这些人应该服侍他们。
And make them happy.
叫他们快乐。
That's pathetic.
这简直叫人头，这是摇头。
In the kingdom of heaven,
在天国里
，anytime you are given authority,
神如果给了你权柄。
Whether it's authority as a husband,
或者是做丈夫的权柄
or authority as a pastor, elder,
或者牧师或者长老的权柄
you're given authority only so that you can pour your life out in service.
神给你权柄，好叫你把你的生命倾倒出来，来服侍别人。
It's to serve others.
是服侍人。
If the man is not a servant,
如果这个人不是仆人
he's not a man of God.
他就不是属神的人。
If he doesn't make much of Jesus, he's not a man of God.
如果他不高举基督，他就不是属神的仆人。
And he must have the fruit of the Spirit.
他必须结出圣灵的果子来。
Love,
爱
joy,
喜乐
peace,
和平
patience,
忍耐
kindness,
温柔
goodness,
良善
faithfulness,
信实
gentleness, self-control,
温柔节制。
You see?
看。
Now,
好。
Look at John 8:44.
你看约翰福音八章四十四节。
You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of all lies.
你们是出于你的父魔鬼，你们的父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初就是杀人的，不守真理，因为他心里没有真理。他说谎话是出于自己，因为他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
Now, here's what I want you to see.
这里我要你看见。
Where is the devil's power?
撒旦的能力在哪里？
How does he kill men?
他怎么杀人？
He kills them by lying to them.
借着他的谎言，他杀人。
Listen, I have been in some very strange situations.
你知道，我曾经在一些很奇怪的场合中啊。
I understand things like demon possession and other things like that.
我知道被鬼附啊，还有这些魔鬼的势力啊，等等。
And they can happen.
他们可以发生，可能发生的。
But the devil primarily kills people by lying.
但撒旦杀人最主要的方法是借着他的谎言。
He gets them to believe lies.
他叫人相信他的谎言。
How does he attack Christians?
他怎么攻击基督徒？
By getting them to believe lies.
叫他们相信谎言就杀了人了。
You've probably heard of Christian counseling.
你可能听过所谓的基督徒辅导学辅导。
Most Christian counseling is not Christian.
大多数的所谓基督教的辅导不是基督教的。
It's secular psychology that's been baptized. That's all it is.
而是被圣化的穿着宗教外衣的世俗心理学。
Do you know what real Christian counseling is?
你知道什么是真正的基督教的辅导呢？基督辅导呢？
It's getting people to stop believing lies.
就是叫人不再信谎言。
And to start believing truth.
而是相信真理。
And walking in the power of the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵的大能而生活。
It's not psychology.
不是心理学，世俗心理学。
See, all our problem comes down to that.
所以我们的所有的问题都在此。
You're sitting there one day.
你坐在那儿有一天啊。
And you're tempted to compromise.
有试探来叫你妥协。
If you compromise, your life will be easier.
如果你妥协了，你就一路顺风了。
If you keep preaching the truth, you may suffer.
如果你继续传讲真道，你可能受苦。
And what happens?
那发生什么事呢？
The devil lies.
撒旦在撒谎。
He lies to you.
他向你说谎。
Or let's say there's a believer who before they became a Christian, they lived a very wicked life.
我们再举个例子，有一个信徒啊，在他信主之前，他的生活非常的放荡罪恶。
And they keep thinking about the wicked life that they had.
他总是想到他从前过的那种放荡生活。
They're depressed.
他们就很难过
they feel
忧郁
dirty.
觉得自己好肮脏
they can't break free from their past.
不能够从他过去的那个肮脏的生活完全彻底脱离
What is their problem?
他们的问题所在哪里
They don't need psychology.
不需要心理学
They don't need to look inside and try to find inner psychological healing.
他们不需要看他们自己里面如何得到心理的心灵医治内在医治不需要
What they need is to stop believing a lie.
他们所需要的是不再相信撒旦的谎言。
And start believing the truth of this book.
开始相信这本书上的真道。
That he has made all your sins far from you as far as the east is from the west.
东离西有多远，他是你的罪离你有多远。
That he remembers your sins no more.
他不再纪念你的罪孽了。
That he's powerful and faithful to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
他是信实的，是公义的，他必要赦免我们一切罪行，我们一切的不义。
They need to be preached the word of God.
他们需要神的道。
You see, it's all about truth.
一切都是有关真理。
And not believing a lie.
不再信撒旦的谎言。
Christian counseling is so full of psychology.
这基督教的辅导里头充满了世俗心理学。
It's just absolutely pitiful.
简直叫人摇头叹息。
And they'll use Bible verses.
他们会用圣经，利用圣经。
Out of context.
断章取义。
Let me give you a perfect example.
让我给你一个最好的例子啊。
A Christian counselor may say this.
有一个基督徒的辅导员可以这么说啊。
Jesus said you must love your neighbor as yourself.
耶稣说的要爱人如己。
And you're having trouble loving your neighbor.
你爱你的别人，爱别人有问题啊。
Because you've not learned to love yourself yet.
因为你还没爱自己呢。
That is a lie.
这是个大谎言，弥天大谎。
That is not what the Bible is saying.
圣经不是这么教导的。
Here's what Jesus is saying.
耶稣说的是这个意思。
He's saying, look.
你看。
Listen to me.
听我的话啊。
You've never had a problem loving yourself.
你爱自己从来就没问题。
You've always loved yourself.
你爱自己是天性的，自私是天性。
Now go out and love your neighbor the same way.
去爱人如己。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子啊。
A man commits suicide.
一个人要想自杀。
And he has a note in his pocket.
他自杀了，然后他口袋里有一个字条。
And he says, on the note.
上面写的。
I just can't live anymore.
我活不下去了。
Because I've never learned to love me.
因为我不能爱自己。
And so someone says,
所以有人说了,
look at that poor man.
你看这个可怜人啊。
He never learned to love himself.
他从来没有学习如何爱自己啊。
Well, let's look at that.
我们看看啊。
He loved himself more than he loved his wife.
他爱自己超过他爱妻子。
Because he left her totally alone and broken.
因为他死了以后让他妻子做寡妇完全孤立孤单。
He loved himself more than he loved his children.
他爱他自己胜于他爱儿女。
Because he was willing to put his children in misery.
因为他让他儿女做孤儿，很可怜的孤儿。
So that he could escape from his misery.
好叫他自己能够逃脱他自己的苦难。
He loved himself more than he loved God.
他爱自己胜于爱神。
I'm telling you, his problem was not that he didn't love himself.
我告诉你，他的问题不是他自爱不够。
You see how we can take scripture and just make lies up with it.
可以把圣经拿出来，然后扭曲它，然后。变成谎言了。
Now the man needed help.
是这个人需要帮助。
But he needed truth.
但是他需要的是真理。
He needed truth.
真理。
The devil kills us with lies.
撒旦借着谎言把我们杀了。
He limits the joy and the usefulness of Christians with lies.
他借着他的谎言使基督徒的喜乐受到限制。
And much of the Christian counseling today does not battle against lies.
今天很多的所谓的基督教的辅导不再与撒旦的谎言征战对抗。
You know, people will say, you know, but my heart tells me.
有人会说我的心告诉我的。
And I tell them this.
我告诉他们。
Stop letting your heart preach to you.
不要让你的心向你说话。讲道
You need to preach to your heart.
你需要向你的心讲道。接着
You don't need to listen to your heart.
不用听你心里说的什么话。
Your heart needs to listen to the word of God.
你的心需要听神的话。
Okay.
好。
Now, I'm just going to look at two other things quickly here.
我们再看两件事情。
Go back to 2 Corinthians.
我们再回到哥林多后书第二章。
Chapter 4,
第四章,
verse 4,
第四节,
in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
此等不幸之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们，基督本是神的像。
Now,There's a lot to be said here, and we don't have time.
这里可以说很多，我们没时间呢。
But what I want you to see is this.
但是我要你看见的是
the power of slavery.
辖制的权势啊。
The person that you're going to preach the gospel to,
你要传福音的对象啊，
is not just sick,
不仅是病了而已，
he's dead,
他是死的。
He's not just a nice person who made some mistakes.
他不是一个善良的人，做错了一些事而已。不。
He's a sinner who hates God.
他是一个恨恶神的罪人。
And not only that.
不仅如此。
But there are supernatural forces at work to keep him blind.
还有超自然的力量在他心中运行，使他的心眼瞎了。
This person is not going to come to Christ through some superficial little ministry.
他不是借着一些什么肤浅的方法啊、技巧啊，才能够来到基督面前的，不。
He'll come to Christ only through the power of God.
唯有借着神的大能才能来到基督面前。
And the power of God is most manifested.
神的能力彰显在。
When we preach the gospel.
传福音上。
When we teach the scriptures,
当我们教导圣经的时候，
when we live a life of intercessory prayer,
当我们把生命倾倒在祷告中的时候，
when we walk in godliness,
当我们与神同行的时候，
do you remember David?
你记得大卫？
He's going to fight Goliath.
他要跟哥利亚大巨人征战。
There was no way he could beat Goliath.
不可能打败哥利亚的嘛，人看。
I mean, no way.
不，简直是不可能。鸡蛋碰石头。
He was going to die.
他死定了。
Saul tells him, "Look, put on my armor."
扫罗王说，把我的盔甲穿上。
If David had put that armor on,
如果大卫把扫罗的盔甲穿上的话，
he would have died that day.
他那天就死定了。
Why did God help him?
为什么神帮助大卫？
Because he looked for help from God alone.
因为他唯独仰望神。
He said, "I can't wear this armor."
大卫说，我穿的不习惯呢，我不能穿。
I can't even walk around it.
我走都走不来。
Don't put on the armor of this world.
千万不要穿上世界的兵器。
Don't put on the armor of modern day Christianity.
不要穿戴现代的西方的基督教的盔甲。
Don't learn our ways.
不要学我们的方法。
You're brought all the way from China to come to the United States.
你老远的路也迢千里迢迢你跑到美国来。
Our country is just going down the tubes. I mean, our country's being destroyed.
我们的国家正在走下坡路，正在荒凉中。
What are you going to learn from us?
你从我们学啥？
All our techniques.
我们的技巧。
It's like when I was in seminary.
就像我在神学院的时候。
I did not go to a good seminary.
我去的神学院不是很好的。
I was a young boy and didn't know.
我是个年轻人，我不懂啥。
You know what they taught me?
你知道他们教我啥？
They taught me all the theology that closed all the churches in Germany.
他们教我德国的人所穿戴的神学的盔甲。
It didn't do anything in the country it originated in.
他们没有帮助德国人呐、啊，德国的神学。
Don't come here to learn strategies.
不要来这学一些什么技巧方法。
Or techniques.
或者什么方法。
Or how to do strange kinds of counseling that the Bible doesn't even talk about.
或者那些很奇怪的辅导方法，圣经从来没讲过心理学辅导没有。
It's this book.
是圣经。
Remember.
记得。
One man.
一个人。
One woman.
一个女人或者男人
who has this book,
有这一本书
proclaims this book,
传讲里面的道
lives this book,
照着它而生活
is used of God,
就可以被神所用
is used of God,
就可以被神所用
Now, the last thing the devil does is he tempts
撒旦做的最后一件事情是他
Matthew 4:3
引诱人
the temptation of Jesus
马太四章三节，耶稣的试探。
We see how he works.
我们看到撒旦怎么工作。
I want to go there for a minute because I want to clear up something.
我要讲清楚一些事情。
Matthew 4.
四章。
Here we see.The tempter, the devil, tempting Christ.
我们这里看到那试探者来试探基督啊，撒旦来了。
And he will come to us.
他也会来到我们面前。
Not directly.
不是直接啊。
But either through through evil men or through the demonic.
或者借着恶人假师父或者借着撒旦的权势。
And he will tempt our flesh.
他会引诱我们的肉体。
What we can see.
我们的眼睛看到的。
That which will provide comfort.
就会给我们带来肉体的舒服。
He will always provide the easy road.
他总是给你开一条容易的出路。
Yes. And he'll always promise us things.
他会给你一些假的应许。
Even things that God has promised us.
甚至是神所给的应许哦。
The difference is this.
那有个不同是什么呢？
He promises them now.
他的应许是现在马上。
And the way our flesh wants them.
是我们的肉体喜欢的立竿见影的。
He'll promise us all the promises that God promises us.
他会给我们神给我们的应许哦。
But.
但是。
Without a cross.
不要十字架。
If you look at the things he promises Christ,
你看看他所应许给基督的。
God had promised to give Christ all the kingdoms of the world.
神已经应许要给基督世上所有的国度啊，给了。
But here's the difference.
有个不同啊。
The devil promised him this without a cross.
魔鬼应许他，给他这一切，但是不要经过十字架就可以得到。
Now,You have probably heard,
你可能听过啊，现在
as I have,
正像我一样，我也听过。
That when the devil tempted Jesus,
就是当魔鬼试探基督的时候
what did he do?
他做了什么呢？
He quoted scripture.
他引用圣经。
That's true.
对，他引经据典。
Okay, but we need to understand something.
但我们需要了解。
Like, let's say that there's a temptation.
让我们啊，做比方，有一个试探来到。
And so a man quotes scripture.
有人引用圣经了。
Or let's say a person is really nervous.
或者一个人很紧张的时候。
And so they go to Philippians.
他们就到腓立比书啊。
And they quote, be anxious for nothing.
说当一无挂虑啊。
But in everything, by prayer.
凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢。
That's not really what we're supposed to do.
这不是我们当做的。
Is, you know,Let me just go for a moment. Let's just go to Philippians for a second, and I'll show you what I'm talking about.
我们到腓立比书，我给你看看啊，我让你知道我讲的什么意思。
Philippians 4,
四章
6,
六节。
Let's say that I'm really anxious.
我们比喻，我现在很忧虑啊。
And I'm really nervous about something.
我很紧张啊呀。
And so.
挂虑。
And so I quote this verse.
我就引用这段经文了。
Be anxious for nothing.
应当一无挂虑。
In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
只要凡事借祷告、祈求和感谢，把你这么所要的告诉神。
And I quote it.
我就引用它啊。
And I may even say it out loud.
我甚至可以用声音说出来啊。
That's not what I'm supposed to do.
但是这不是我该做的。
I'm not going to get freedom by quoting the verse.
我引用圣经不能够因此就得到解脱。
That's almost like paganism.
这简直像那个是异教一样。
I'm not going to get freedom by quoting the verse.
我不是说一些咒语就引用这圣经就可以得到释放的。
I'm going to get freedom by obeying it.
唯有当我遵行神的道的时候，我才得释放。
Now I need to remember it.
当然我需要记得它。
And I may even quote it to myself.
我也可以引用它自己。思考默想神的话。
But it's not like the devil is coming to me.
那不是说撒旦来到我面前了。
Making me anguish.
让我很担忧挂虑。
And so I shoot him with a verse.
我就拿一段经节来打回他。
That's not what it's talking about.
这不是圣经教导。
He comes to me.
的确他来。
And he tells me to be anxious.
他叫我要忧虑担心。
And I say, no, I'm going to obey God.
那我说不，我要顺服神，我遵行。
I'm not going to be anxious for anything.
我等一无挂虑。
Look, he comes to Jesus.
你看，他来到耶稣面前。
And he says, turn these stones to bread.
他说，把石头变成饼吧。
Jesus doesn't shoot him with a verse.
耶稣没有拿起一段经文打回去。
What he does is he says, no.
他说的是不。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God commanded something else. This is what God commanded me to do.
因为神所吩咐的是别的，这是神所吩咐我的。
So we're not shooting the devil with these Bible verses.
我们不是用圣经打回去。
We're remembering what God commanded.
我们是纪念神的吩咐。
We're believing truth.
我们相信真理。
We're obeying truth.
我们也遵行真理。
And we are free.
我们就得释放。
Do you see?
看到吗？
Do you see how you can get a wrong understanding?
我们往往有一个错误的误解、误区。
You quote scripture at the devil all day long.
你整天用圣经向撒旦反击。
But if you don't obey it, he's just going to laugh.
但如果你不遵行他，撒旦只会笑你。
All right.
Okay.
Well, one other thing, really quick.
还有一件事啊，很快的。
The devil is also called the accuser.
撒旦也称之为控告者。
He's the accuser of the brethren.
他是控告弟兄，整夜控，成天控告弟兄的。
Let me give you an illustration.
好，让我给你一个例子。
My wife, I went to the university.
我上大学啊。
My wife went to the university.
我太太也上大学。
We both speak two languages.
我们讲两种语言
Fluently.
讲的都很流利啊。
We're not idiots.
我们不是傻瓜。
I mean, we can actually talk.
我们可以讲话。
But what's amazing is this.
叫人惊讶的是
I can say something to my wife.
我可以跟我太太说话，说一些话。
Like, you really look nice today.
你今天好漂亮啊。
And by the time it gets to her ear,
但是她听到的时候呢
she's understanding something completely different.
她完全误会我了
Like this.
她的了解是
Well, if I look nice today,
如果今天看起来很好看
and he said that,
她说的我今天很漂亮
yesterday he didn't say that.
昨天没有那么说
So I must have looked really bad yesterday.
我昨天一定看起来很丑。
Why do you think I look bad yesterday?
为什么你认为我昨天长得很丑
I mean, I'm like, I didn't say that.
我没说你昨天丑啊。
Why are you thinking that?
为什么你会那么想呢？我就说你今天美嘛。
The devil is an accuser.
撒旦是一个控告者。
And he will twist things.
他会扭曲事实，
挑拨离间。He's a whisperer.
他在你旁边挑拨离间，说坏话。
I'll look at my wife.
我看我太太。
She looks very pretty.
她看起来很漂亮。
And the devil will say, he's looking at you.
撒旦就会说，哎，你看他在看你。
He thinks that dress is ugly.
他认为你穿得很丑哎。
He also thinks you're gaining weight.
他也认为你长胖嘞，越来越肥嘞。
Or you go to church.
或者你去教会。
And you'll see a brother.
你看到一个弟兄。
And you wave at him.
你跟他打个招呼。
But he looks kind of serious at you.
但他看起来很严肃。
It's because he's going through...Really bad struggles.
也许他正在挣扎，正在受
试探。He really didn't see you wave.
他没有看到你招手。
But the devil goes.
撒旦就跟你讲悄悄话。
He's mad at you.
他在生你气。
He doesn't like your preaching.
他不喜欢你讲道嘞。
If I was you, I wouldn't even get up in the pulpit this morning.
如果我是你的话，我今天不上台讲道嘞。
As a matter of fact, everybody hates you.
其实大家都讨厌你。
Do you see what I'm saying?
你看我说什么
了。Now.It's funny the things I'm saying.
但我说的好像很好笑啊。
But this is one of the ways in which he destroys relationships.
这就是他所用的其中一个方法来挑拨离间，使人的关系破裂。
He accuses even God to us.
他甚至在神面前，在我们面前控告神。
You're trying to serve the Lord.
你要服侍神吗？
I'll give you a perfect example, a true case.
给你一个真正的例子啊。
I have a friend of mine in the Middle East.
在中东，我有个朋友。
He is faithful to the scriptures.
他对神的道很忠心。
He witnesses to everybody.
他到处传道。
But he sees little visible fruit.
但是他看不到任何的眼前的果效。
And all the other preachers think he's a fool.
其他的传道的都认为他傻了。
Because he doesn't go to the states to get money.
因为他不到美国去募捐。
He doesn't try to build a big building.
他也不建一个大教堂。
And at times when he comes home after witnessing all day.
有时候他传福音整天回到家里头晚上。
God doesn't have his hand on you.
听到声音了，哎，神的手不在你身上。
You're a useless servant.
你是个无用的仆人。
God's not pleased.
神对你不喜悦。
You should just go back home.
你回美国吧，别传道了。
He will accuse God to us.
撒旦会在我们面前控告神。
He will accuse us to one another.
他也会叫我们彼此控告。
And you've got to be keenly aware of that.
你必须要非常谨慎啊。
He is a liar.
他是一个大骗子。
All right, let's pray.
好，我们祷告。
Father, thank you for this time.
天父，谢谢你给我们这段时间。
And I pray that it is helpful to your people.
求你帮助你的百姓。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.